Well, I don't think it's too much to say that we're awash in content in this country, especially in podcasts and on YouTube, which are the primary venue for most people to express themselves today. That is vapid. That is fake. That is, or feels, inauthentic. And so in this podcast, I'm going to pull some things together that I think are of interest, that to talk about real talk versus real content, because you'll hear people often talk about real talk. Depth that comes from internal observations that are very difficult to put into words, or experiences that are very difficult to put into words because they're too emotional or they cut too deep to turn a phrase. Observations of internal thoughts and translating deep internal thoughts through the barrier of language, through speaking versus just talking. We're going to talk about that. That's a big piece. And we're going to talk about why that came up in this podcast. So in podcast 989, the Bob Davis podcast, we're going to talk about this weird idea I had today as it pertains to depth and as it pertains to real content and thought processes and listening to our thoughts. We'll do that in this podcast. And I want to talk about my friend Kim Nybo, who I've been talking about for quite some time, been a sponsor of the Bob Davis podcast for a while. And I've talked about how Kim saved me hundreds of dollars on my auto insurance premiums and how the focus with Nybo is service. But at the same time, the wind is coming up a little bit. She also provides a lot of other services. So we talk about auto insurance, of course, cars, boats, motorcycles, auto, home, property, business, and of course, life insurance. And she's been talking about getting a lot of women who are single mothers and things of that nature squared away with these insurance needs. So when it comes to customer service in insurance, Kim Nybo at the Kim Nybo Agency has really gone above and beyond. Great team at Nybo. They work as hard as I do, and I'm really proud to endorse the entire team in Columbia Heights and Minneapolis. Again, cars, boats, and motorcycles, auto, home, property, business, and life. Kim Nybo Insurance, 763-571-6111. That's 763-571-6111. Or click on the banner with Kim's picture at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. In my travels, I have not yet found an answer to the eternal question, why are print cartridges so expensive? And as my friend Jason Waldron said recently, the owner of Cartridge World in Maple Grove, serving the universe for Maple Grove, as you'll hear shortly, people who hate their printers and the hate that people feel for their printers is justified because the print cartridges are so expensive. Guess what? Cartridge World in Maple Grove can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and Cartridge World cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery and qualifying orders. Some businesses can qualify for a free printer. They are serving the universe from Maple Grove, Minnesota. 763-420-6632 from anywhere, or click on the banner that says Cartridge World at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Why pay more to print? Well, from the start of my career, in my first love, which was radio, and still is, the spoken word is something that I feel really strongly about as a venue, as a means of communicating. I've just sought to be authentic. I came up in an era when people were called, you know, used a different name on the radio or had fake names that they used. Worked with a guy who called himself The Smoker, who was actually great. But there were a lot of guys who had fake names. That was what they did. And it brings to mind the slogan, you got a face made for radio, which is that you had this incredible voice. I didn't, but you know, people would have an incredible voice. You think this guy must be this masculine, manly man, and it was this fat, ugly guy, but his name implied whatever. You got a face made for radio. We don't want to look at you, but we don't mind listening to you. And it was an era of inauthenticity to a large degree. And so when I came up with the idea of being as authentic as I could be on the radio. I used my real name. And I never understood Top 40 radio, to be quite honest with you. I love Top 40 radio, never understood it as a format. I much preferred rock radio because the announcers on rock radio, album rock radio back in the beginning, the FM announcers, were like classical DJs at classical radio stations. They came off as themselves. And it was all about the knowledge of the music, and it was about being real. And that was my training, and I carried that through as long as I could. I tried to. It's interesting, and I'm going to say this too, because I think this is interesting. Even if you seek to be authentic, you're going to end. You could end up, and I've done podcasts about this. You could end up playing a role, and you can end up playing to an audience. And then that ends up feeling inauthentic because you've progressed past the audience. One of the things that I noted last year was more and more, especially in politics, people were playing to the crowd. They were doing what they were doing to get reaction and doing what they were doing to get more people following them and doing what they were doing to play back to people listening what those people wanted to hear. So you become trapped by your audience. That's why the Beatles broke up. One of the main reasons was because they felt that they were essentially trapped being the Beatles. They didn't want to be the Beatles anymore. They wanted to be different. They wanted to do different things. And you see that a lot with certain artists and bands and, you know, people that end up feeling trapped and they don't want to be trapped. And if they're worth their salt, almost everyone is an artist is going to go through that. The other piece is how your mind starts to change when you start to do nomad travel. And, you know, I just finished a big circle. I went from Richmond, Virginia, down. I went west, you know, the Smoky Mountains and whatever, straight down to Panama City Beach, spent a couple days on the beach. And then came west across the Panhandle and then up across the coastal plain, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, went over to the Outer Banks and then came back to Richmond. And the whole time, you know, it was nagging at me that I felt like I was on a tether from 2014 to about 2019 when I finally bagged it and said, I'm going nomad full time. I had this truck and I would go for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. And got a little hint of the thought processes and how you change when you are traveling, but it still wasn't the same because I had to go home. I had to pay rent, you know, and at some point there was only so much money budgeted for a trip and it was time to go home because I had to pay the rent. So when I decided I wasn't going to do this anymore, pay rent and whatever, that I was going to travel, then I began to experience this slowing down or the zen of being out here and not having to come back. You can go wherever you want. You can go as fast as you want. You can go as slow as you want. There's a difference, and it changes you, changes your thought processes, and I think in a very positive way, and I think in a unique way in our society. And that's where a lot of this is coming from. I don't want to do the same podcast every time I do a podcast. I don't want to do travelogues. I mean, I do them, but I want to try to vary the content, and I want the content to be real. I don't want the content to be fake. And when somebody gives me a suggestion or I think about something that I'm experiencing where I have to translate these internal feelings through the barrier of language to try to express how I feel about something, that's hard. It's easier to talk about politics than it is to do that. But that's the work that's the thing that you need to do to pull that stuff internally out. So for example, when my mom died and my friend Jim Bear said, you should do a podcast about grief, I was irritated. And I said, why would I do a podcast about grief? I don't know anything about grief. I mean, you know. And he said, you're going through it. So your experience doesn't have to be unique, but you would probably help a lot of people who right now are going through, in large numbers, this process of grief. And I thought about it, and for a couple of days I thought about it, and I thought, you know, he's really right. And so I did a podcast about grief, and I think it's one of the best podcasts I did because I had to reach down and pull stuff out. So in the second half of this podcast, I want to talk about this process of seemingly, and I'm not saying I'm an authority, and I'm sure people have written about this. So I'm not the only person that's experienced this. But for artists, for people who have to think and be authentic, I think this is going to be interesting. So we're going to talk about that in the second half of this podcast. Well, it is spring. You got the varying temperatures. Some days it's like 70 and other days it's below freezing. And I'm sure there's going to be at least one more snowstorm coming in. First of all, if you want to have Ryan Plumbing and Heating, check your AC when things get going. It's got to be at least consistently 70 degrees for them to come out and check your AC. And AC checks are important because you don't know what's gone on during the winter while you've been inside. So, of course, when it comes to plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, think Ryan Plumbing. When you have problems or air conditioning problems during the summer, you want reliable service. That means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. You call 651-224-4771. In Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. They go back four generations in St. Paul. They do it all. Ryan Plumbing and Heating. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com or click on the banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Inventors. A lot of people spending a lot of time at home and talking about thought processes. They're developing ideas and working on ideas. If you have something you've invented and you're looking for a manufacturer here in the United States to take care of it, you want the American manufacturing company with the inventor's heart, and that is DepoStar, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing, created by an inventor. Visit their website at DepoStar.com. That's DepoStar, DepoStar.com. One of my problems is I think really fast, and most of the time, and in my life, it's been very difficult because most of the time in my life, the thoughts were coming so fast that it was almost impossible to catch them. And thinking so fast, things went by me that I should have seen that I didn't see, let's say. And so this thing that I've learned, so I made the decision to basically get rid of my apartment, move out in October, and on October 31st, essentially November 1st, 2019, I started out traveling and doing the travel thing exclusively. I'm just coming back into the house to grab some water here that I had left in here. As I said, because I discovered that the tether was the hardest thing about traveling, and having to come home was the hardest thing. So, by the way, it's an early spring night in Virginia. It feels like a summer night in Minnesota, an early summer night. And I'm out here in the back of my mom's house, which is kind of a gravel apron where the truck is parked. And I have this very sensitive microphone that I'm using, which I love, that's hooked up to the portable digital recorder. And all that is wonderful. But this microphone is very sensitive to any movement or wind or anything else. And so it's still out here tonight, but occasionally the wind comes up and then I have to move. So I'm basically staying very close to Mobile Podcast Command so I can step back up inside if I have to. And so I just want everyone to know that that's kind of the setting the full moon, kind of cloudy. It's been alternately sunny and storming all day long. So that's kind of the situation we're in. Anyway. So let's talk about processing internal thoughts. So if you're an expressive person, and I am, I'm an extrovert, but oddly enough, I'm also an introvert. So extroverts, you know, would be something you'd identify with a person who loves people, very social, talks a lot, doesn't necessarily listen very well, talks a lot, you know, a sales guy or something like that. Politician, sales guy, something like that. Somebody who's an extrovert who feels or it seems or it appears that person processes things by talking about things and processes things by being social. Whereas an introvert keeps things to himself, processes things internally, may even be antisocial or not necessarily super social, not necessarily antisocial, but somebody just keeps things to himself and thinks things through and comes to a conclusion over a period of time and then has something to say. I don't think life is that easily winnowed down to those kinds of personality types. We know that there are many different personality types. See, I have to step back up in because you can hear the wind in the background. But for this podcast and for the purposes of this conversation, it's this extrovert thing. Now, what's interesting is some people are both introverted and extroverted. And I would think that I am that kind of person. It's very interesting. I can be very extroverted, but I'm also okay with being quiet and I don't necessarily have to interact with people. And that's one of the reasons I think a lot of people say to me, well, why are you doing this nomad thing? It's strange and I'm worried about you. A lot of people I know have said, you know, I'm really worried about you and this nomad thing. And then other people have picked it up and said, this is the smartest thing you could do right now. You know, this is a perfect thing. Why do I do it? Well, I do it because we're at a pivotal moment in history and I want to get out and see things. And every time I'm stuck, as I am right now in one place, and I think this happens a lot, and I want to say this, I think this happens a lot with nomad travelers. We get called off the road for various reasons, and I think we all struggle with that. Either the machine we're driving breaks down, we have to buy a new one, or something happens in our lives that we have to address. Some people have to get jobs. I had a death in the family. Other people have other issues. They have kids. Things happen. Times change. Plans shift. People get off the road and then they get back out. And, you know, if you follow these people on social media, it always seems like there's a sort of, you know, ebb and flow of people going out and coming back in. Doing this. So I think this is a normal thing, but I would think that most of you, if you're listening and you're doing the nomad thing, you are probably chomping at the bit and chafing considerably when you're stuck for any reason. Whether even if it's just for a couple of days to get mechanic work done, or a week or two, or something happens and you got to go home for a week or two or something. It can be really trying because you're not back out on the road. What is it? And this gets back to real talk and depth. What is it? And being authentic. What is it about travel that helps process those internal thoughts so that they can be expressed through the barrier of language in a way that people will identify with and understand? What is it about travel that accentuates that process? And in particular, what is it about being able to drive away and know you don't have to come back? So when we finally finish everything here and I decide to drive away, you know, I'm not abandoning anybody or anything. It's not that. It's just I'm getting back out on the road and continuing my journey. And that's what these podcasts have been about recently. So I have a strong bias for action for getting back out on the road. When you drive away, you don't have the tether. You don't have to be back in 2 weeks. You don't have to be back in 3 weeks. You don't have to come back. So when you pull away from your grandma's house in Glen Allen, Texas, or Lexington, Kentucky, or something, you don't have to come back unless you want to. And when you come back, you come back. There's no, I'll see you in 3 weeks. It's like, I'll see you in 6 months, maybe, or 9 months. And people who know me, and I'm sure this is also the case with unknown meds, they know you're going to show up when you show up, and you'll get a, they'll get a call, and you'll be like, hey, I'm going to be back there in a week or so. Hey, do you want to hang out? Yeah, it'd be great. They know that. So what is it about that process of driving away and knowing there's no tether? Well, in my personal experience, it has been that you slow down. So your thought processes slow down. There's a Zen associated with it, because you don't have, in a sense, you could say, I don't have a care in the world, but on another level, I'm running a business. You know, I have to do content. I have to produce content. I have to talk to clients. I have to figure out where I'm going to go with the business. I have to network. I have to try to find new clients. So there's work to be done. It's not like when I pull into a campground or something, I'm not thinking, oh, I got to produce a podcast, or I got to do work, or I have, in other words, cares of the world. In fact, I think it would be kind of boring if there was no purpose to the trip. And my purpose is to do it, to see things, to connect the dots, and to actually have these observations so I can give you my authentic response to it. And I can give you a sense of what it's like to do this and share the things that come. But I don't want to share the same old thing, and I don't want to share the standard thing. So then what happens is there's a process of these internal thoughts. And I don't know why I thought about this today. Maybe it's because there's so much vapid content out there, and not necessarily vapid nomad content. Sometimes a picture is really worth two or three podcasts. I can take a picture that expresses my opinions and feelings and my internal thought processes sometimes better than a podcast, or better than a blog entry, or better than writing about it in a journal. Those thought processes that you're having while you're behind the wheel or while you're sitting in front of a campfire, or while you're just hanging out somewhere, those thought processes, those internal thoughts, that's where the authenticity comes from, and that's where the gold is. And honestly, I don't know why I thought about this today. Maybe it's because I've been thinking about what I perceive as vapid content here and there. Maybe it's a snippet of a conversation that I had with somebody who, via text, that said, people are struggling to express and struggling with their internal issues, struggling with being alone during these times of quarantine, struggling for various reasons. And I said something to the effect of, I just can't understand why people feel that they have to share these things or talk to people, and this is the introvert side of me, talk to people and talk these things out and or share them on social media or whatever. I just don't understand it. And I think that was also a reaction. This podcast is kind of a reaction to some of that as well. Because what I think, and this is where my mind went after that conversation, my mind went to, well, how do you deal with things? And, you know, I did a podcast about grief because my friend Jim Baer told me I should do one, and I didn't like it. I said, I don't know anything about grief. Why would I do a podcast about grief? Grief is an example. Your immediate perception of grief that you express through the language barrier is going to change over time. It's a process. And so the process, you have moments, let's say, where you cry. You have moments where you have a euphoric memory of someone. You have moments where you struggle to put in place where death fits into life. You struggle to put in place where you are in the process for you, or if it happens suddenly, what it would be like. All this stuff is part of it. You know, and we're all going through this to one degree or another. We've lost friends. We've lost family members. And I'm speaking through COVID. My mom wasn't afflicted with any of that. Long story, but anyway. These are processes that I kind of think are best experienced as an introvert, because what I found recently in some of these thought processes, the minute that you try to explain what you're feeling, poof, it disappears. It's pixie dust. You can't get hold of it. You can't explain. It's an internal process that can't be explained in any way. Maybe you could write a song about it. But I think this is why a lot of artists take a long time to write a song sometimes. And you go through periods where you're very prolific and then periods where you can't, you just can't. I came back from my trip and I really didn't want to do a podcast because I wasn't moving. So for me, the therapy is in the moving. And it is, I'm not talking about being behind the wheel so much as it's being in a truck stop parking lot. It's being in a national park. It's coming into a small town and seeing how they handle development, or coming into a town where there's some kind of celebration going on, you're in the middle of, or a protest, or something to that effect, where those things are found along the way. So the nomad experience is not that you force it because you have to get it out, you have to do something, you have to cover something and get it out there in 2 weeks. You get it because you're taking the time to have that experience percolate and you come to a conclusion about it. Now, it might not be the correct conclusion. It might be a wrong conclusion, let's say. In other words, it might not be factually correct. It might not be a widely held opinion, but it's your authentic perception. And then, of course, you can always talk about how you were wrong, right? So it's a really interesting thing, this finding these deep down internal things. And there's so many people producing so much content that's just very surfacey. And I've certainly produced surfacey content. I reached the point where I found political content to be worthless because it was so, it's like fast food. It isn't something that you savor and think about. Or people who do nothing but interviews just to do interviews, that you fall into this habit. Or speaking to the people that listen to you and giving them what they want and what they want to hear, which is largely most of what political talk is about. It becomes very inauthentic rather than an authentic statement, which is, I can't talk about this anymore. Can't deal with it anymore. It does nothing for me. I have to move on, whatever it is. So what I've been doing a lot lately is really thinking what's going on internally. And usually when I'm doing that, I'm not talking because I can't explain. I have to think about something to form words to go around that concept or that thought. That's where the real authentic content comes from. The depth content comes from those deep processes. And I guess I should end the podcast with some ideas, notwithstanding the statement that where that process seems to be activated, where you're able to think, you know, it's so hard in our society to find a place to think, to find a place where your mind can examine new thoughts or experience something new or just run. And you can kind of sit back and witness those thoughts running and begin to get a handle on them. That's why the nomad thing is so great, because you don't know where you're going to be tonight. You kind of do, but you could end up in a Walmart parking lot, or you could end up in this really cool place. You know, it's no big deal. You're not attached to where I'm going to be tonight or tomorrow night or the next night. You know that eventually you're going to get someplace and that's going to be that. But it's finding the space to be able to have those thoughts run long enough that you can start to really figure out what the internal process is. You start to get deeper and deeper and deeper. Why did I think about that? This is all going on in your head. You're not necessarily talking it. I think journaling helps. I think, and I don't mean journaling excessively. I mean writing down a thought, writing down a word, writing down the outline of a dream, asking a question, and then going back and looking at that later. I think that's kind of the essence of the artist's way, the writing when you first wake up and that type of thing. To find that concept that you can later turn into a song or a painting or a picture or just get to know yourself better. And I think part of the problem in our society is that we're constantly, we're either on our phones, we're either online, or we're listening to something. We're watching something. We're listening to others. We're on our way someplace. We're in traffic. We're being aggravated so that we don't get a chance to let the mind run and have that process run. It's a luxury to be able to do that. And I'm very lucky that I can do it. And it's the best thing that I've found because I can't sit still for very long. I don't sit still well. I used to sit on the hill outside my house and not when I first woke up and drink my coffee and not talk. And I still do that, but now I do it, you know, when I wake up in the truck stop parking lot or something. So it's being able, the travel is what slows things down for me and gives me that space that we are so wanting of that space. Isn't it interesting that we live in these suburban towns and we live in these places with these conveniences and we feel that we're someplace, that's this place we live is important and everything else. And yet we, and I say we, maybe you don't have this experience, but I do, and I can understand it, and I felt it. You can't get a moment where you can let your processes wander. As soon as you get up and get out and get going, well, then everything, you know, everything follows from that. I think part of the quarantine experience for people has been they've been alone with their thoughts and they can't stand it. So there's a process to trying to understand what those internal thoughts are and where they're coming from. And I could do 5 podcasts about that, but, you know, I'm going to leave it at this. You know, those thoughts can be coming from the great unconscious, the superconsciousness, or your unconscious. And they can mean something or they can't mean something. And the more that you practice working with that, at least this has been my experience, the better, the deeper, the more perspective that you have. So it was a weird podcast idea, but it's what I'm thinking about. And so I decided, heck, I'm just going to do a podcast about it. So there you go. Don't forget the independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station at 36 and Lindale Avenue in the Lynn Lake neighborhood in Minneapolis. They're all about the community. That's so important right now. But the store is the secret sauce. They feature a great selection of locally sourced products in that store, from great coffees to burritos and other awesome food to go. Plus, because they're an independent refueling station, they get a better deal on fuel and they can pass it on to you. So if you want a cup of coffee or check out something in the store like a burrito, check them out online at 36lynn.com or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. 36lynn. Finally, I want to say thanks to Stephanie, the owner of Inspire and Flourish, the organization that helps the organizations that help rescue dogs and cats and other animals in need. They also occasionally do their own rescues. And agencies that do this work need help. They need dog food. They need dishes. They need cages. They need blankets, all that kind of stuff. It's tax season. And so inspireandflourish.org can use your contributions exclusively to help creatures who love us the most. Send your tax-deductible donation to Inspire and Flourish by visiting Inspire and Flourish or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Well, the wind is starting to come up, so I think we're about done. But I do want to say, yeah, there's a ton of people I want to thank, and I keep intending to do a podcast that's basically a review of 2020 and 2021. And we're getting close to 1,000 podcasts. There's a ton of people to thank over the years, and certainly for donations just lately, but we're running long, so I'll get to that in the next podcast. Thank you for listening to podcast 989, The Bob Davis Podcasts. I don't even know what the title should be. We'll see what I end up with. Thanks for listening, and thanks for subscribing, and thanks for listening off the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com.
When I said it out loud, it wasn't as strong as it was in my head. I tried not to think about it, so it came back louder. I think it's been about a year since I became a snob. Decided not to play along, so it grew bigger. Me and my head have become very, very, very close. We decided not to tell you about it.